Okay, so the last couple of weeks we've been talking about Aina. We started talking the first week. We talked about how do we compare the price for something, and then last week we started talking about certain exceptions to the rule, which is when the moicher knows, or the lokeach, let's say the buyer knows that he's overpaying, right? And in the end, we said that even if you say amanas in lachalai, even if you say it's like amanas, make a tanai, you have to be mefarish. You have to explain to the person there is aina here. We said as machlik is Rashi and the Rambam. You have to say explicitly how much you're overcharging, so to ensure that he's being moichel. Otherwise, maybe not. So the question is, from a legal perspective, can you have a disclaimer in your shtar saying the buyer is responsible to verify price, and basically, I take no responsibility, or there's no claims for overcharging. Just put that in your fine print. You know, sign here, done. So Lamaisa, it's not going to work in Aina to do that. And the reason is, first of all, what's the language? You say, if you find there to be overcharging or Aina, then the halacha will be that will the halacha will be that it will what's it called? One second. If we find it to be that there's Aina, then he's giving up his rights, right? But you're not saying there's Aina. You're saying if it's found to be Aina, right? So therefore, there's no mechila on that. He's not moichel the buyer. He's okay if there is. He put it in his disclaimer. When you sign something and you made a disclaimer for a thousand things, you don't actually think that any of those things are going on. You think he just did a template and that's that. So therefore, according to halacha, if you would write a shtar like that, he would not end up being moichel his rights to Aina. It wouldn't work. He would have to make a specific shtar here and say, in this case, there is Aina, and Afa Pikin, I want you to be moichel it, not just a generic, you know, I hereby declare, you know, anything like that, number one. And it could be even more so, he would have to say explicitly how much there is. Okay? Now, the cases that we said that there is no Aina, those cases were the cases where we said that the type of sale that they're trying to do is not a regular sale. They're not doing a sale that they're coming onto the price. So he said, you go to a Baal Bayis, you buy an antique, you buy something with the Shavali. For me, it's worth it. Why? Why is it worth it for me? Because you happen to be selling, you know, something that belonged to came from the same city as my grandmother came from that city. So for me, it's worth it. I'm willing to pay. I'm not buying it for the value. Or we set a case where it's Yoisi Mikdesha Das Toya. There's no way anyone that's sane would think that you're trying to sell it for the price. So it's a clear mechila. You're not coming to buy it for the price, and it's a mutter. The shaila is, I want to work with that concept a little further. Okay? Is there mechila? Is there aina? First of all, is there aina by chalipin? So what's chalipin? Chalipin is, the Gemara's case is, machlef para b'chamar. I have a para, you have a chamor. I need a para, you need a chamor. We switch it. Now it turns out that the value of the chamor is a lot less than the value of the para. So is there a na on that? Now this could happen. I assume this could happen in today's, you know, barter. So what are you bartering? You're bartering what? Services or goods, right? So if you're bartering, is there a na? You come back afterwards and you say, one second, but the pile of stuff you gave me is worth way less than what I gave you.
As to what value, what deal is their value worth, not just the seller, the buyer as well.
So, meaning?
From the services. I'm saying, so I'm speaking to the services, that the seller may think the service is worth $500, buyer, and that week, $1,500. So the bought $500 worth.
Well, okay. So bartering, scarce poilin.
Bartering, by definition, is not shove of a shove. It's whatever they agree to.
Right. So by chalipin, By chalipin itself, when you're switching item for item, kipshutai, there's no aina. Kipshutai, there's no aina. However, the Ramban says, what happens if in the middle of the conversation, the way the negotiating was going, it was very clear that you were being makbid on the value. You said, look, I got a box of gloves. You had a box of shoes. So, by the way, how much could I sell each shoe for? $100 a pair. How many pairs you got? 10, okay. So that box is better worth $1,000? Okay. I have gloves. My gloves, how much do you sell them for? $5. How many do you have? 200. All right, so it's about $1,000. Okay, good. So let's do the deal. So if you were being yoyred into the shavius, it could be, according to some rishonim, there would be aina. Because now you're getting involved in the shavius. So this is a gemara. Okay, so it's not really a gemara, actually, but it is the Ramban. I'll read you the Ramban. The Ramban says, and this is Kalim B'Kalim. So the Ramban says, Chalipin umakbid, nearly sheyesh loy oina, hoyel v'hikbid alayim. There is oina, because you're being makbid. V'chi amrinat eino oina la chalipin is eino makbid, afo b'makbid yesh oina. V'yesh mi shecholik v'oimer lo'oilam eino oina b'chalipin. Because chalipin has nothing to do with the value by definition. That's what you're saying. Others hold that the svar of chalipin, even if you're busy saying, okay, it's $1,000 worth of gloves, $1,000 worth of shoes. Really, it's not about the $1,000. It's about the gloves and the shoes. And Mill is no aina. That's what the Ramban brings from Yesh Oimrim. So Machlik is the Ramban. What's the halacha? So there's the Shulchan Aruch. Did we give out the Shulchan Aruch in the end? The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chaf Zayin. Simen, Sif, Chaf. Hamachlef kelim b'kelim, oy behema b'behema, filo machat b'sharyon, oy tlebesos, ein loy oyna. Sheze roitze b'machat yoysim b'sharyon, aval machlef peris b'peris. Bein sheshamo yisam koydim mechira, bein sheshamo yisam achar mechira, yesh lohem oyna. So there are, if you're doing, so the way he seems to be saying it is, this Ma says like this, others say like this also. Others learn the Shulchan Aruch like this, that who was it? The Sma himself? Yeah, the Sma learns. The way the Sma learns the Shulchan Aruch is like this. If it's Paris but Paris, it's basically the same type of item and you're mentioning the Shavius. Once you're mentioning the Shavius, it could be the Zayna. If you didn't mention the Shavius, there's no Aina. If you mention the value, then it could be there is Aina. Even by Chalipin, question is exactly what the parameters are, what not, you know, etc. By the way, just like Abe, are so you're learning. That's if they're not worth the value that the buyer thought. The guy that was getting the shoes had thought that he was getting a good deal. Turns out he got a bad deal. Okay, fine. But what happens if the reason they're not worth the amount of money that was discussed is because it's not the shoes that he talked about? The shoes have a mum. So there it's posh. The shoes are not the same product that was discussed. And that's why he's getting a bad deal. Not because there's the value is not where it is supposed to be. There, the Nesiva says it's posh that you could go back even by Chalipin. Because it's not the item you discussed. But if it is the item you discussed, it's just not the value you thought you were getting, there's no aina. Kipshut is no aina by Chalipin. Okay? Now the Gemara talks about a very interesting case, which if you learn the case, it's not so shayich, but if you make tweak the case a little bit, which the Shulchan Aruch does, I think it becomes very shayich. Okay, so this is a Gemara that I gave out to Gemara. It's on the bottom of Bava's base, Bava Metzia. So there's some papers over there on the black table. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, which by the way, it's a very big shayla in the gear. Says it Rava or Rabba? It's the last line in the Gemara. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, Mechor li be'elu, Kana. If you say Mechor li be'elu, it's Kaina. V'yesh loy alav oina. So what's Mechor li be'elu? The guy comes with a bag of money. And he says, that car, whatever, that dining room table that you have, sell me in the store, sell me that item for this bag of money. But he didn't count the money. So the Gemara says, Kana, he's Kaina. Now, normally when you give money, you're not Kaina. Here, you're Kaina because it's a little bit like Chalipin. You're Macharli Bailey. But, Avagav Deloy Mashach, to keep him Deloy Kapit Kana, to Chalipin Dami. In a way, it's like Chalipin because you're not buying it with the value of the money. It's a bag of coins and you're willing to take the bag of coins. But, V'yesh Lael Avaina, Macharli Bailu Kama. But there is a no. You know why? Because you said the Lashon Mecher. You use the Lashon of a sale. Sale indicates a regular sale. And this is kind of the concept that we've been discussing, that there's two types of sales. There's a sale where you're not interested in the money, you're not worried about the value. And then there's a sale where you are going down and selling it up in the value. So if you said, sell me the table for this bag, since you didn't say trade me, you didn't say barter me, you didn't say be machlef to me, you said sell me, so you use the lashon of a sale. So now sale indicates the regular sale, which depends on value. And mamela, if it turns out when you count the money in the bag, it's not in value with, it's not in line with the value of the table, there would be aina. Okay? There would be aina. And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah says, if you continue the Gemara, there's one shita that says there's no aina. Right? The next line of the Gemara, Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, Machor Li Beilu Kanav Ein Lo Lav Aina. And the Rosh says, maybe we pass in like the opinion that there's no aina. So Machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam and the Rif, how do we pass it? Okay? Now, there's one more case that the Shulchan Aruch extends it to. The Shulchan Aruch extends it to the following case. What if it's the opposite? What if it's not the pshat that you said, Mechor Li Beilu, you have a bag of money, and he said, sell me for the bag of money. What's the opposite? I have a $100 bill, and I want that sack of fruit. And we counted the money, we just didn't count the items. Would you say it's the same thing? Right? You see, it's a little bit different case. So the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. And if you, it depends. If you said trade me the $100 bill for the bag of fruit, so there would be no aina because you didn't care about the value. If you said sell me, then there would be aina. It would be tied on the language that you used. Okay? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch inside. And then I have two cases that I think mamash are very lamaisa on this. You see the Shulchan Aruch Reish Chav Zayin Yates? What? Yeah, you have it? Okay, Reish Chav Zayin Yates. So it says the Shulchan Aruch. Halokeach bedomim achasra. So the Rambam's Lashon is achasra, appears beloy minyan uveloy mido uveloy mishkal. Not counted money, a bag. Kegoin shechafan mois, he took a handful of money. V'amalei mechor li parascha be'elu. Yeah, the good old suitcase. You want the suitcase of cash? You're not going to sit there counting the bills. Here's the cash. So kana umachzer na. Why? Who adin lokeach peres achasra? Or the other way around. What was uncounted was the money. Because you use the language of mecher, because you use the language of a sale. Hagas is Rama Yisham the Sfeikahu ve'in matzin mimenu miyara ma'ane. Okay, fine. Now let's just, there's two ways just for argument's sake. If you didn't say mechor li be'elu, what's pshat that there's no aina? What's pshat? There's no aina over here. There's two ways you could understand it. Why there's no aina? So again, either one, either the buyer has a bag full of cash, uncounted, and he's saying, "I'm selling, sell me that item," or the buyer has a clear amount of cash, and the seller says, selling an uncounted amount of schaira. If you didn't use the language, if you use the language of trade it to me or do the deal, but you didn't say sell. There's no aina. Why not? So Pashup Shah we were learning is because it's like Khalipin. It's like, you're not coming here with the value. But there's another pshat in the Ritva that it could be is that you're selling him gufa the risk. You're selling him the risk. So why should there be enough? Let's say you go to a place and you pay $100 for an esrog. I don't want to get involved in the whole concept of esrog, but it's $100 for a box. Some of the boxes have, expensive ones. Some of the boxes have cheap ones. So you're taking the risk. So it could be that's why there's no enough, because I don't really know how much there is. But that's a chiddush dik pshat. Pashat pshat in this case is you're not coming in out of the blue. You know be'erech what's going on, right? You wouldn't come out of the, you're not here to play a game. You're not gamble. So let's assume the pshat is because of chalip, okay? So because you use the lashon of mecher, there's no ayna. So here was a ma'aseh shehaya came to Bezdin. Okay, came to the Meisharim, to the Bezdin. Case was like this. Basically, I mean, to make every case is dressed up with a lot of stories. But the bottom line of the case was, the bottom line of the Shaila was that a guy was selling a warehouse, and there was a lot of problems and this and that with the warehouse because it was tenants, there was this. The seller, the buyer wasn't thrilled with the deal. He thought maybe he was overpaying by a little bit. So the seller said, okay, fine. So to be mafias him, let's say, he said, okay, so I'll throw in all the merchandise in the warehouse. It's an Amazon type of warehouse. I'll throw in all the merchandise. You could sell it afterwards, and I'll throw in the merchandise and that will make up, your problem. It's probably common mice. Turns out the guy goes to the, fine, they do the deal. He goes into the, and the stack of very expensive stuff in there. And for sure the value of the, that he was kvetching about, the value that this guy was kvetching about, instead of knocking off $10,000 off the price, throw in the merchandise. The merchandise ended up being a lot more than the value, than what they were hawking. They were hawking, take off 10,000, don't take off 10,000. Fine, you know what? Keep the contract, let's just close. And instead of me going through the schlep of taking out my merchandise, I'll keep the merchandise in there. So it ended up that the merchandise was worth more than the amount that they were discussing. So is there a na or no? It's not a shayla mekachtois, because that wasn't the issue here. The issue, so which case of a chaser is this? It's not the case of the Gemara, because the money was clear. It was more like a case of where the payers are not clear, right? So lemaisa, I would think that it should depend on this halacha. If you set a lashon mecher, so say you're going to do two deals now. I'm going to sell you the warehouse, and I'm also selling you for 10,000. Let's mark up in the closing thing. It's $990,000 for the warehouse and $10,000 for the merchandise. And this is the sale, and this is how we're gonna. I'm selling you the merchandise for $10,000, and that's how we're gonna line it up in the closing documents. So if you use the lashon mecher, so there will be oino, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's uncounted for. But if you do not use the language of a sale, it's more like, okay, in order to appease you, I'm gonna throw in this thing. So I'm not getting involved in the value. I'm doing this for you, whatever it is. So if you didn't use the lashon sale on the merchandise, it would come out, there should be no enough. That should be what comes out.
It's a sophisticated seller who understands this is the product that he sells. He knows the value. He wants to make the deal. He's willing to do this. At time of enough, such a circumstance, such an akimba, even in civil law, there's a concept of, when you have a commercial transaction, that buyers are sophisticated, therefore, they let the deal go on its own. They don't typically...
No, I think the opposite. I assume he also knew you're saying that what? That the seller knew? The seller's saying he didn't know. He didn't realize. He didn't know it was in there.
The seller's in the business, the Amazon. He knows what's in his warehouse.
Barak doesn't know exactly what sold, what didn't sell.
He's in a returned warehouse. He doesn't even open the box.
He knows about Barak. There is a case that the Makar Baruch says,
this is what worked for him. He
he's willing to do this. Okay, fine. I'm going to. The other guy didn't know exactly until he bought it. Once he got it, he looked at it. Oh wow, it's
more. So if there is a case where it's completely in the dark. Now, let's say there's a case where this guy, I bought a warehouse in Nevada with stuff in it. I'm going to sell it to you. I have no idea what's in there. I don't know what's in. So there, maybe you have the other spot we said. Or maybe you're buying a lottery ticket. Okay. Over here, that's not the case. So the reason there would be, I know, you use the Lashon Mecher. It's got to be fair. Even, it doesn't make a difference, by the way. Everything that we said till now applies. That means the Lokech would have to, in order to get the Moicher to be Moichel, the Lokech would have to sell, would have to say, that and mefarish that there's value that that's extra. The fact that you know is not enough necessarily. Okay?
A guy buys a Nokia at a garage sale and it ends up being a rare antique. Is that a case of enough?
Possibly. Possibly.
It goes on the buyer as well as the seller.
It goes both ways. Yeah. If you underpaying, is also called a no. You can't take advantage of an unknowing seller either. Maybe the buyer was pushing the seller too much. Maybe you're looking at it like the seller wants to close. He's throwing in what he wants. Maybe it's the opposite. The seller's desperate. The buyer's pushing. And the buyer's like, I'm backing out. That's it. You can't fulfill X, Y, and Z tonight. I'm backing out. And this is fine. You know what? I can't afford this. I can't afford to lose the deal. I'll throw in the merchandise. I thought, in the meanwhile, my guys told me that that Black Friday came. I thought we sold out pretty much of it.
What I'm doing is adding more facts to it. Okay, then I cannot.
No, I'm not saying facts. I'm saying it's always like that. It's always two sides.
Okay, but
there's always two sides. I'm saying, so the Torah looks at it like there's always two sides to it. Both people have to be willing to sell what they're selling and buy what they're buying. So... That would be Mamish's case, I think, of Mecharli Be'elu. It's Geshmaka case. And if you see the Lashon Mecher, it could be there would be Aina. Is it more common that there would be a Lashon Mecher in this case or not a Lashon Mecher?
It would be, because you always sell the real property and the personal property. And they always do because you don't want to pay tax or dock stamps on the personal property.
Real estate commission.
Right. All of people always do deals where let's take a $10 million deal.
So it's going to be a $5 million, and all of a sudden, exactly. for the pencils, yes. And pens that are inside the
also
office.
$5 million. And all the accounts go crazy, but every deal there.
Okay, so if you use the Lashon Mecher on the merchandise, it could be there, it would end up with there. No. It's an interesting case.
So you put it on disclosure in your sale agreement.
No, but that's what we were mocked him. Disclosures don't help.
Not for this.
It has to be very clear. Now, Lemaisa, you're bringing up a different point, which is the understanding of I know is that somebody is tricking someone else. Here, neither one knows, really. So I don't know if anyone's really tricking anybody else. So just let's think about it the other way, from the buyer's perspective. Why is he willing to do this? He's negotiating. Why is he letting up? Because he actually thinks that this is what's going to happen. Probably the guy's desperate and probably he's selling me, giving me good, you know. He's been saying the whole time he wants his merchandise back. You know what? I want the merchandise. If he wants it so badly, then I want it. Right? So the buyer was unfairly, pushing the seller to give him that extra merchandise.
Again, he could have done evaluation. You're saying the seller's obviously wants the deal. He says, okay, $10,000. I have that amount of money in merchandise. Let's value it. He sees it's worth $30,000. I'll give you $10,000 worth.
Right. And what would the buyer say? What would the buyer then say? No, I'm not taking $10,000
for $10,000. Okay, but at least they know the numbers.
Okay, so you're right.
I want 15.
You're right. Right. So that's a cash on the Gemara. What's the whole Mecharli Be'elu? Why are you doing this for? Because there's a certain amount. Let's just get it over with. Okay, so if you say Lashon Mecher, there's another case which could be, but we have a Ramah. The Ramah says, Tisfeika havi, ve'ein moitzien momoin miyarama amisane. The Ramah Paskins, not like the Rosh, not like the Rambam in the Rif. The Ramah Paskins, the Mecharli Be'elu, there's no Aina. Or at least after the fact. So after the sale, the guy goes in and counts up and says, by the way, you left me, you know, 30,000 of merchandise. So the guy says, give me back the money. He says, well, I'm Ashkenazi, sorry. The Ramah says, I don't have to, right? So the Ramah says, I don't have to. So in Moitzin Mimenu money, according to, now, the interesting thing is that we go with the Ramah, but the Sma says that the Ramah only makes sense in the case where the unknown aspect was the money, the case of the Gemara, where the unknown aspect was the money. You had a bag and you had an unknown amount of money. So then it makes sense that that there should be no Aino. You don't even know anything about the value. Aino knows about the Shavius. You're not even counting your money. Of course you're giving it up. Well, there's no Aino on that. And the Ramah doesn't, that's why. But if the value of the money is clear, it's just the merchandise which is unclear, there the Ramah agrees to the Mechaber. That's what the Sma holds. So if you hold like the Sma's pshat in the Ramah, then even if you were Ashkenazi, you would have to give back the money. But if you read the Ramah Kepshutai, the Ramah's arguing on both, then you wouldn't have to. So this is a Gishmaka case. There's another case. Also, Maisim Mechol Yoyim, if you're in the hak of the Avreichim, moving back to Eretz Yisrael. So what happens? Avreichim go back to Eretz Yisrael, and they need an apartment, right? Now, all these guys are moving to Eretz Yisrael, all these couples are moving to Eretz Yisrael, they're going for four years, coming back afterwards. So they don't want to buy furniture in Eretz Yisrael. Because first of all, the wives are convinced that the furniture in Eretz Yisrael is bad quality, even though there's 5 million people in Eretz Yisrael living with that furniture, but for them it's not good enough, right? So they don't want that furniture. And second of all, I'm not going to invest all this money in the furniture in Eretz Yisrael and then have to sell it. What am I going to do with it when I come back? So what do? They find someone that's moving back to America. I'll take over your apartment and I'll pay you for the furniture. Because the right? So I'll take over your apartment. So they have, this is the big hack. In what?
Such a horrible thing.
It's Maisim Mechol Yoyim stuff.
For every month.
What?
And
yet, if you want my apartment, you have to buy my furniture. And
same price that I
right, I bought it 7 years ago for $10,000. So I'll sell it to you for $10,000 because there's inflation.
And then you're going to flip it to the next guy.
So this merchandise is like the Pach Shemen of Hanukkah. It never runs out. It's like it remains in the exact same mint condition for 20 years, and it's being resold to everyone for the same price that they bought it for, right? So there is a Gemara that says, and we pass like that. It's called the Sugya of Amana. That if you tell the guy, look, I'm not making profit on this. I'm just selling it to you for what I bought it. And you believe me, it could be there's no Aina. I'm not looking into it. You're selling it to me for what you bought it for. Then I'm willing to do that. Okay, but let's leave that aside. Could be that the case of the furniture is very similar to this case. You know what? I don't know what you have in your apartment. I didn't inspect it. I can't inspect it. I have no idea. I'm sitting here with an apartment. You're telling me you have an apartment full of furniture. You have 3 bedrooms full of furniture. You can move in livable condition. There's beds. There's this. There's that. I can't inspect the value. So essentially, it's mechor li beil. You're telling me for whatever furniture is in the apartment, $10,000. So is there aina? Come in. It's really not worth that.
Well, you know it's not worth it for going into it. You know you're getting ripped off.
So L'chaira, you know you're getting ripped off. Very nice.
So
then the guy has to say, I'm an Asha L'cha L'ayna. I'm telling you it's overcharging. Probably the value is 7. I'm selling it for 10, but I'm an Asha L'cha L'ayna. That's what we have to do. Otherwise, maybe, unless you...
You're not factoring the age. You're not factoring a lot of things there. So you're obviously both on that.
Saying mechila naina only works when you speak and all that out. Unless you say mechor li be'elu, that's what I'm trying to say. So if you say mechor li be'elu, but use the lashon necher. So out this halacha of mechor li be'elu, you're just coming in. I don't know whatever furniture's in the apartment, throw it in. So if you say throw it in, so okay, so maybe there's no aina. But if you didn't say throw it in, you said I'm buying it from you. It could be there will be aina. Unless you have the other sugya, which is you would have to speak out. Look, I think probably I bought it for 10,000 5 years ago. Honestly, it's probably worth a lot less. But is what I'm selling it for. Are you willing to buy it anyway? So then that would be okay. But if you're not saying that, You say it's 10,000. Why is it 10,000? Why is it worth that much? You know what furniture goes for these days? And you try to convince the person that there's the value, right? That's enough. But that it's different. But these conversations, the nuances are very. When you're on the phone with someone, the way the conversation goes, no one's thinking about this. It's just whatever comes out of your mouth. Are you going to say, really, it's $10,000? That's what you want for it? You say, look, I know it's overcharging. It's probably way more than what you want to spend. I can't afford to sell it for less. Are you willing to buy it even though you're being overcharged? And it won't be enough. Or are you going to say, like I said before, oh, no, I'm overcharging. Crazy. Go. Fine, I'll take it. You go try to get your own furniture. See what it costs you. So I think there's different ways to say it. But al-tmacharli ba'elu, pashtus, we would say, since you said macharli, you probably would have said it. So just to sum up, I think this brings out a few more cases of are you doing a regular sale? You're not doing a regular sale. What exactly is going on? I think we have four cases where it's not a regular sale. One is yosim erdesha das toya, way more expensive. One is lididi shavili, that's for me. One is when mecharli be'elu, chalipin, all these types of things where you're not coming for the shavius, it would seem like there's no way. I know, but if you're trying to buy it for the shavius, and you just want the guy to be mechal, you have to be very careful and explicit about what language you use for that. Okay? Fine. So I think next week what we'll talk about is the statute of limitations on this. You know, how long can you come back to bring that up? Well, that's all right.